loneliness. It's a tough road. And it's a road that many people, way too many people, are travelling right at the moment. So when loneliness strikes, when you feel completely alone on this planet, what is it that God would speak into your heart? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at loneliness from a different perspective. And stay tuned, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw closer to Jesus and live in the victory that he died and rose again to give you. They say that no man is an island, but these days it seems more and more that we're just individuals and not so much a community. At least around where I live, people tend not to know their neighbours or talk over the back fence or get together for barbecues because, well, life's so busy. And loneliness is on the rise. Sometimes people live alone and they can't get out much, and so they become desperately lonely. But other times people are racing around so busy they just don't have time to connect with other people, and the result is the same. It's loneliness. And so often we get into a rut. We forget what it means to be part of a family or a community. This week we're looking at living the life that God always intended, and my hunch is that he intended for us to have relationships. I mean, real relationships. Let's have a bit of a poke around today in our relationships and see what's there. Well, how about your relationships? Are you really part of a community? Interesting, I was listening to a Filipino woman speaking in America recently, where I was at a conference, and she was talking about community in the Philippines, in Filipino society, and she had a picture of some eggs, six eggs frying in the one pan, and she said, look, this is a picture of how we see community. She said the yolks are the individual people, but with the eggs, when you're cooking them together, all the whites merge and you can't tell where one finishes and another one starts. And she said that's how community is for us. She said we don't make any big decisions outside of community. And that's fabulous. And I know there are parts of the world, people listening today, where you go, well, yeah, that's kind of what it's like for us. But in many parts of the world, including my own, people are really struggling to know what it is to be part of a community, to really be part of a family, to connect with people. You know, around where I live, in many of the churches, people only see each other on Sundays. They don't have true fellowship and true community. And when I talk about community, there are three different answers people give me. The first one is, yeah, I'm connected. I'm not perfectly connected with people, but I am kind of. Well, if that's you, stick with me, because I think God's got a job for you to do. And the second one is, well, sort of, but, you know, it could be better. And the third one is, no, I'm so lonely, I don't have anyone. Increasingly, people are finding themselves in the last two categories. The lonelier we get, the more we think it's just us. But it's not. It's a general trend in many societies. The more developed a society becomes economically, the more we focus on things and the less we focus on people. The more we focus on working hard to earn money to get things and the less we focus on relationships. Question, are you lonely? Today I want to talk about living the life that God always intended for you. And there are two sorts of relationships that we should be having. Firstly, our relationship with God, and secondly, our relationship with people. Let's put first things first. Let's put God first for a moment. And you might be saying, oh, really? Yeah, actually, really. When we get lonely, we get to imagining that God has taken a vacation, that somehow he's left us alone. But nothing could be further from the truth. You've probably heard that wonderful poem called Footsteps. I want you to have another listen. It's called Footsteps in the Sand. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and another to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times of his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. He said, "Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand. Why, when I needed you most, would you leave me?" And the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Jesus will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Yet we are so focused sometimes on human relationships, and that's natural. But human relationships can fail. People betray us. People forsake us. People fall short of our expectations. Sometimes they die on us. Human relationships are wonderful, but get this, they are imperfect, and they always will be. I mean, it's great to have contact with other people. It's so important. You know, we have a family, my wife, my children, and we have some friends, and those relationships are fantastic. Sometimes people don't have that. Sometimes they're shut in. Maybe the person is getting elderly and doesn't have the mobility and they can't get close to other people. But there are so many options to get out of the rut of loneliness. We forget to explore them. The internet provides so many options now through Skype and video. And you might say, "Well, I don't know how to use a computer." Well, if you can afford to, learn. I mean, grandparents can add such great value to your busy kids' lives. To serve and to mind the grandkids and to get involved in the family and to be a good and a godly influence. People are working such long hours. They stop doing it. They stop spending time with God and they stop carving out time to build relationships, to organize a lunch at work. There are so many possibilities to get out of this lazy rut we're in of not building relationship. If God's talking to you, maybe it's time for you to get out of this rut. And let me say this, when we're building human relationships, because so many people around us have forgotten what it means to live in a community, we need to persist. We need to have a vision for community and build that a brick at a time, a person at a time, a relationship at a time. But let me tell you, God doesn't need any of that teaching. God is here now. God is ready to have a relationship with you and with me if we'll just find a little bit of time every day to spend with him. Come on, so many of us are in a rut where we're alone and lonely, whether we're shut in and we truly don't have anyone near us, or whether we've created a rut for ourselves and we're just so cut off from other people, even though there's lots of people around. And if you're someone who has a life of balanced relationships in family and community and with work colleagues, whatever, God has a job for you to do. Help someone who's lonely. Teach them what relationships and community are all about. God did not mean for you to be lonely. He came to set the captives free. Be creative. Be decisive. Be a builder of relationships. Live the life that God always intended for you. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Jesus. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement. And the best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.